Chapter 16. After using my sense ability to ensure there weren't any obvious traps filling the entrance to the underwater doom cavern, I stripped off my sweatshirt, shirt, shoes, socks, and workout pants and shoved them all into my inventory. Then I stood there, looking at my performance boxer briefs. They were sweat-wicking and comfortable, and I knew they would be fine in the water. But at the same time, well, I'd eventually have to get out of the water. And the option would be to put dry pants on over wet clothes or go commando. Honestly, I'd never been a fan of either of those things because, well, chafing. So, with a sigh, I pulled off my underwear, prayed the next room wasn't full of paparazzi, and stowed it in my inventory. "Well, this is fun," I said with a smile, as I moved up onto the cracked altar and stared into its murky depths. "I'm having fun," I sucked in a deep breath. "So much fun." Though I'd have rather jumped in to get used to the temperature difference, I decided to ease my way in. Couldn't exactly see how deep the hole went, and I wanted to make sure that I didn't smash my skull open on an outcropping of rock that wasn't immediately visible. The water was cold, like colder than a polar bear's toenails cold, and I didn't really enjoy it very much, even though my trainer had made me jump in ice baths from time to time. I hated having to do those too. But now I was grateful for the experience because otherwise this dungeon challenge would have ended here and now. So, teeth chattering like crazy, I sucked in a breath and dunked my head under the dirty water. I came up a second later, and the feeling of the air on my flesh was enough to make me want to cry. I didn't, of course. I merely pulled my soaking wet body out of the broken altar and waited there while I shivered. After a quick 10 count, I got back in the water, and thanks to the miracle of physics or whatever, the water didn't feel nearly as cold as it had a moment before. Don't get me wrong, it was still less than ideal and my nipples could have cut glass, but I was shivering a hell of a lot less. Satisfied that I'd somewhat acclimated to the frozen depths, I took a deep breath and plunged downward into the tunnel. I had to feel around because it was way too dark to see down here, even if I had wanted to open my eyes. Didn't take long for me to locate a grate in the side of one of the walls about 6 feet down, and even though my lungs burned for air, I grabbed hold of it with both hands, put my feet on either side of the grate, and yanked. I felt it budge enough to let me know I could pull it out, but it would take a while. I gave it one more good yank, and then made my way back to the surface where I gulped in several lungfuls of sweet air while clinging to the side. My skin was starting to hurt now, and each breath came out in clouds of white fog. The smart thing would do would probably have been to leave, assuming I could somehow do that, but if I did, I wouldn't win, and I wanted to win. See, I had this theory about small things. First, you skimped on something small. Then, you'd do it again and again. And none of those things would matter much in the grand scheme of things, a package of M&Ms here, a skipped lap there, and before you knew it, you weren't doing as well as the guy who had maximized his time. "I'm not giving up," I snarled as I hauled my frozen body out of the hole. Then, before I could talk myself out of it, I jumped into the hole feet first. I shot downward like a bullet, and as I reached the apex of my dive, I reached out and felt the wall. While I didn't feel the grate, I knew approximately where I was thanks to tracing my hand along the stone before, so I quickly made my way to the grate and grabbed onto it. Once again, I braced my feet on either side and jerked on the grate, Only this time, I used my aura to enhance said strength.
Ugh, come on, you son of a bitch!
I cried out in my head as my muscles strained and corded and aura burned through my body at a perilous rate. My lungs burned with the strain, but I didn't relent. I kept pulling as hard as I could. Then, just as my aura was about to run out completely, I flew backward with the grate in my hands. My back smacked into the other side of the tunnel with enough force to knock what little air I had in me out of my mouth. That was when I also realized the grate was dragging me down into the depths of the tunnel. As my feet touched bottom a moment later, I quickly shoved the grate into my inventory before pushing off the ground with all my remaining strength. I shot upward through the water while kicking as hard as I could. The surface felt so far away, and as I kicked at the water, I didn't feel like I was going anywhere. I started to feel lightheaded, and my body felt like it was trying to swim through tar, but still I pushed. It was nearly impossible because my lungs were going to explode, and despite all my anaerobic pool training where I'd swam a beach ball down to the deep end of the pool and held it down for as long as I could, I wasn't sure I was going to make it. My aura was almost gone, but I forced what little I had left into my stubbornly slowing body and kicked with the enhanced strength. I rocketed upward, my hands stretched out in front of me as I broke the surface a moment later. I clung to the side and sucked in a huge lungful of air, coughed several times, and then sucked in more. I wasn't sure how long I hung on to the broken altar and focused on my breathing, but I was sure my coach Mick would have been very displeased. Still, I eventually recovered, and though part of me wanted to swim back down to the new tunnel and investigate further, I instead pulled myself up onto the altar and opened my inventory. Then I pulled out the grate and studied it, since I hadn't actually seen it down in the murky water below. It was surprisingly shiny. As near as I could tell, it was made of some kind of blue stone that seemed to weigh a ton, but wasn't otherwise interesting. "Well, this seems really useful," I muttered as I put it to the side and looked down at the hole. This next part scared me, because I knew I was going to have to dive back down and enter the new tunnel. Still, I did have a plan to get an extra few seconds of underwater time. So, after waiting until my aura had recovered, I picked up the heavy-ass grate, held it against my chest, and jumped in. Thanks to the added weight, I rocketed down through the water while counting off in my head. At the count of three, I shoved the grate back into my inventory and then reached out in time for my hand to catch the upper edge of the hole in the wall. I took half a moment to steady myself and plant my feet against the back of the wall before pushing forward through the new tunnel. Unfortunately, I soon reached a dead end, and after feeling around for a few moments, I found nothing of much interest. Frustrated, I made my way back to the surface to catch my breath. I repeated the process a few more times, but each time, I couldn't find my way forward. I knew it had to be in the new tunnel I'd opened up, since there was nothing else in the main tunnel, but I certainly couldn't find it, even with my sense skill in overdrive. It had been too dark to see the one time I had opened my eyes in frustration, and as I climbed out of the hole and stared at the ceiling, I sighed. "It's too bad none of that algae grows down there," I mumbled, before sitting up like an idiot. "That's it." I leapt to my feet so quickly that I almost lost my balance on the slick stone. Then I shiver-walked over to the nearest wall and looked up at the moss clinging to the ceiling about 10 feet overhead. "If I could pull some down, I'll be golden," I murmured, as I stuck my fingers in the grooves of the ancient symbols and tried to pull myself up. I wasn't the best free climber in the world by any stretch, but I'd done my fair bit of climbing work on the rock wall back at my gym while wearing weight clothing. That said, my fingers and forearms were burning by the time I'd managed to inch myself up the wall while using just the grooves and the symbols for handholds. Then, holding myself in place with one hand, I reached up and began to gather as much of the algae as I could.
You have learned the skill, herbalism. Increasing your skill will increase your ability to gather herbs and other plant life.
I smirked at that. When I had first started playing, I'd often taken the time to level up both herbalism and prospecting early on so I could make money quickly. And though I would often abandon training both skills later on in favor of ones with more advantages in the endgame meta, I had a soft spot for them. Still, the thought that I was once again going down the same path made me smile. Good old herbalism, I said, as I grabbed the last of the moss within easy reach, and judging that I had enough to at least get an idea of what was in the tunnel, I made my way back down the wall, which was considerably easier than getting up, since I just sort of let go. I barely felt the impact in my legs as I landed and scampered back toward the altar, excited as hell. It was time to figure out this damned puzzle. A moment later, I was moving into the side tunnel with a fistful of glowing moss in one hand. Instantly, I understood why I couldn't pass. While I hadn't noticed it before, thanks to the darkness, I now saw tiny markings in each of the corners, and when I touched them, they cycled through a series of four shapes. It was a puzzle of some kind, but as I stared at it, I couldn't help but think each of the four shapes looked familiar. Fixing the images in my mind, I made my way back up to the surface and looked around for clues while catching my breath. I'd just seen it somewhere. But where? Oh, I'm an idiot, I mumbled a few moments later as I pulled out the grate to go back down once more, because etched into the grate's corners were the same four shapes. This time when I went back down, I cycled through the shapes until they matched the ones on the grate. At first, nothing happened, and I was beginning to wonder whether I'd done it correctly when there was a whooshing sound. I heard what sounded like grinding gears just before the entire wall in front of me fell away, and I was sucked out into oblivion.